After an eight-month deadlock, Iraqi leaders agreed to a deal that will keep Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in power for another four-year term. The agreement also gave the Sunni-backed Iraqiya coalition the parliament speaker position and allowed Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani to keep the presidency. We asked Charles Dunn, a scholar with the Middle East Institute, his reaction to the agreement reached in Iraq.
Well, on the one hand, it's very good news because the political process, having been frozen for so long, it gave an obvious opportunity to opponents of the government to ratchet up the violence, to demonstrate that the Iraqi leadership was essentially impotent. On the other hand, there are a lot of questions about what the nature of this government is going to be, where it's going to go in the future on key national issues, and, of course, the fact that it is comprised largely of religious Shiite parties in the leadership has to give us some pause.
What are some of the difficult points this coalition is going to be facing in the future?
It's going to be facing, first of all, how it is going to deal with Iraqiya. Now, as you know, Iraqiya got the speakership of the parliament, and this is no small prize, given the fact that the presidency no longer has a veto over legislation in the parliament. So if the Iraqiya speaker chooses to wield that power to curb the authority of the Maliki premiership, that can be very significant. Beyond that, there's a huge raft of demands that the Kurds made and Maliki agreed to for securing his return to power. A lot of these are extremely controversial and will require major legislation, and the future of that legislation is not at all clear. And finally, there's the nature of this new National Security Council, in effect, which is supposed to have a major say on all national security issues. It has no place in the Constitution, will require, again, major legislation to put it into place. And that's also a big question mark.
Well, do you have any optimism that this coalition will be able to succeed in establishing basically a permanent democratic government?
I think it's a step in the right direction. On the one hand, it is inclusive, as the United States says, which can be a double-edged sword. In the past, an inclusive government has sometimes meant political paralysis. On the other hand, having all the parties present is a good thing, I think, and will help to establish this basis for democracy.
Charles Dunn, a scholar with the Middle East Institute and former director for Iraq on the National Security Council. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.